remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions
have an echo. The great Count D'Angelo. He'll be with us this hour, a little bit the next hour. And we really appreciate him joining us. We'll go back to him at 6 after with some stations that don't care this segment. Join us. Then I'm going to do the deep dive on the updates on the Palisades fire. And Mel Gibson really doing a great job charging in, saying they did it on purpose. That's what it is. And we need prosecutions. That's coming up with a recap and the latest info after Count D'Angelo leaves us. But right now we're talking about the Trump admin being sabotaged by the Republican leader of the Senate, Thune, blocking his nominees and the other scams he's playing. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Florida. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Hello?
Alex.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for your dedicated work and your team at InfoWars. A couple points. One, you had a caller on a couple months ago, the 800 number, 456-1111. The White House comment line, people, start using that. Call up. Voice your opinion, your viewpoints, let them know. The other thing is, let all your viewers, the listeners out there, let them know. Tell your families and friends, InfoWars.com. Jeffrey Epstein stuff, you know, Mr. President, if you're listening, expose the truth. What's wrong with the surprise press conference in the Oval Office? And the final note is, Mr. President, you have two true loyalists, Alex Jones and Roger Stone. They will steer you in the right direction. Thank you for your time, Alex, and thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I think Trump should I think Trump should release all the Epstein stuff he can. Here's the problem. They rat-holed so many different investigations and crap. Trump has no idea what's out there. He'll say release it all, and they'll always come back and say, oh, there's more. Oh, there's more. They never wanted it released when they were in charge is his issue. But I agree it should all be brought out, and D'Angelo wants to talk about that. Let's talk to Rodrigo in Texas. Rodrigo, thanks for calling.
I originally called because I wanted to talk about DOJ suing New York City and its immigration policies and DoorDash and Uber being part of the human trafficking trade and other big companies such as like the Roosevelt Hotel. But Trump has already talked about that in light with the USAID, the border crisis, Governor Abbott killing it with them and everything like that. So we already know about that. But I wanted to talk about FullDisclosureAct.com. I don't mean to get on your platform and talk about it, but it's very important because we're talking about what is left and right. And we're talking about Republican, Democrat, and the sabotage of Trump's administration. So to have a government, you must have transparency, correct? There's many things I want to talk about, but I just don't want to use your platform.
Well, just so you know, I love you, Rodrigo, but you're kind of like I'm screening your call to get on air. You're on air right now. What do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
The problem right now is we're basically investigating everything that happened during Pizzagate, and the problem is we're trying to figure out who is running our government. And I think everybody knows who's running our government. I can't really discuss it because I don't want to get clicked on, but the institutions that run our government and D.C. are, you could just look at it on precious Google, right? So the problem is you can't get on platforms and talk about it. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We're on X talking about everything. The censorship's, you know, out there. Europe's trying to censor. The U.K.'s trying to censor. Canada is.
What would happen if Trump said that a lot of people from the Freemasons and the people that have been running our beautiful country for years and making sure that we're all good, maybe the cabal and cabalists, people that are like black magic and all that stuff like that, maybe they actually did infiltrate the Masons. And now if Trump releases the list, there will be a lot of people that have taken oaths that will basically be exposed.
Well, I mean, I think that's part of why the CIA was involved with Mossad. That's confirmed. That's old news. So you say we can't put it out. I mean, that's out. But to say the list, like this is this holy list that Epstein had, that there were grand jury investigations, FBI investigations, trials, convictions. It's a giant mess. And so it just goes on and on and on. We have Mayorkas with 450,000 kids we now know smuggled in for sex slavery and stuff. That is all cut and dry. They're saving a lot of the kids. They're indicting low-level people. I won indictments of Mayorkas yesterday. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. From the coast to gold. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Count Dankula, top UK comedian, podcaster, and all-around crazy Scotman is coming up right now. You don't want to miss
If
Scotman,
you are receiving
Scotman,
this transmission,
Scottish
you
man.
Are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And I will make him talk like Shrek today, I promise. He hadn't been on a couple years. I've asked him like a year ago. He asked to come on, so I want to get him on. He just had to kind of, you know, slap me around a little bit first. But seriously, he's had a lot of exploits. He spent time in jail for getting his girlfriend's dog to Heil Hitler. And, boy, we've come a long way. Starmer, though, just a couple weeks ago or last week with Trump, they're like, hey, you're arresting people for their speech. He goes, no, we just arrest people, teach kids how to commit suicide. Meanwhile, people posting videos of police beating people for no reason or people praying 100 yards from an abortion clinic, they get arrested. And Starmer says, no. Well, now Trump's threatening tariffs on the UK if they don't back off of that. But Greenblatt of the ADL and the Republican Party are trying to pass laws that mirror the EU and the UK's laws that if you criticize Israel, you don't just get deplatformed. You could get put in jail. And, man, I tell you, the Israel lobby doing that forces me, because I don't like giving fuel to the fire because it just makes it get bigger and more out of control. And the more Israel tries to power grab, the more people get mad at them. And there's a lot of crazies on that side, and it is a witch's brew. So we'll talk about it with confirmed worshiper of Adolf Hitler. He doesn't just spread the worship of Hitler around the world to humans like Kanye West. He does it to dogs, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to upfront say I denounce his Hitler worship of the evil Count Dacula. Look at this is sick. Viewer discretion is advised. This is the madness. And thank God he was thrown in prison in the UK. This is the type of sick crap that comes out of Count Dankula's mind. Do not visit him on X at Count Dankula TV. I mean, or YouTube at his top channel. This, I'm just showing you this so you know. I support Jonathan Greenblatt and the ADL. I agree. Americans, anyone that supports this should be sent to hard labor or starved to death like the Gazans or marched into the desert or killed by a robot drone run by Palantir. I fully endorse it. Here it is. I endorse arresting him again, by the way. Here it is.
Mikhail. Mikhail. Sieg Heil.
You want gas and juice?
Come on, gas and juice.
Come on, gas and juice, son.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is. So I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
Do you want gas the Jews? Buddha. Do I gas the Jews? Come on, gas the Jews, mate! Come on, gas the Jews!
Censored and then imprisoned for this evil. Because he normalizes anti-Semitism. Now, I think starving kids and having AI drones slaughter them in Gaza creates that. We don't need Count Dankula for that. We've got Benjamin Netanyahu for that. Gallup poll, Israel sees the number one threat in the world today. I don't think that's the case. I think it's communist China and the crazy neocons trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. But regardless, here we are. Count Dankula, good to have you on with us. I was obviously joking. We know you're really a libertarian and not a Nazi. But if you were, it's your right to free speech. But I know you're a smart guy. You've seen the rise of this stuff. I mean, if we think Nick Fuentes is evil, though, able to brainwash people into being Nazis. He's not really a Nazi. You are able to brainwash dogs. So you've got a magical power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been trying to build the third Reich, as I like to call it, you know, for quite some time now. You know, it's because that's how it goes. I mean, even Hitler loved dogs. Right? Hitler loved dogs. You know, he was a vegetarian, very big on animals and stuff like that. And as you know, I'm very, very inclusive. I see no reason as to why animals can't be part of the modern Nazi movement. I see no reason as to why they shouldn't be. I think modern Nazism should be open and accepting to all people.
Now that's very liberal because it's saying animals are the same as humans and have rights. We could train bluebirds to be Nazis. We could train parrots to say Heil Hitler.
Yeah,
Heil make Hitler, great spies. Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. Hitler. Yeah.
Probably want to say crackle, but
well, I mean Kanye yeah. West going on here.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, yeah. Oh, it's great to be back, Alex. But yeah, in regards to it, like, Buddha's still doing well, by the way. He's old now. He's very, very old. You know, he's going to retire to Argentina and probably get put on trial when he's in his 90s and dog years and everything. He still does it. He still does this.
Oh, so the dog is still alive. Yeah. How many years ago did you get put in jail for training the dog to do that?
2016, so you're talking nearly...
9 years ago.
Nearly 10 years ago. Yeah.
So, that means you're still with the same girl. Did you guys get hitched?
No. Yeah, we got married, but no, we're getting divorced.
Oh, really? Of course. But I mean, is the prize Hitler dog with you now?
He's not with me right now. I'm at work. But he's at home still. But he's old.
Well, you got to come back on the show soon with the dog.
I'll try and get him. It's just he's very, very old now. I don't think he's got... Tough to talk about, but I don't think he's got long left.
What is his name? Heinrich Himmler?
No, it's Buddha, funnily enough. His name's Buddha.
We're politically correct and apologizing here. Your politics are not Nazi, people that don't know. We're joking here.
No, I'm a member of the Scottish Libertarian Party. I've ran in elections for them and everything as well, yeah. As libertarian, just total distrust of state. Hate the government, don't like them. They're scam artists, they're con artists. I see any government employee, any politician, the same way that you see the skeezy used car salesman, where they try and act like they're your best friend and they're trying to work in your best interest, but they're essentially trying to just... Am I allowed to swear on here again? Because I remember getting in trouble in the past.
Well, as long as you don't do it, we have a delay for the TV and radio stations so they don't get fines. Democrats allowed to cuss, we can. But no, you can cuss all you want as long as you just don't go for like 10 seconds because we have to like delay it out. So the stations won't hear it, but everybody on the internet will.
No, that's fine. Basically, they're like used cars. Right, that's what they are. That's what all these politicians are. Any promise they make when they get in, they don't deliver on any of their promises.
And they don't have the common decency.
Yeah, no, not even the common decency to give you a reach around or anything or whisper sweet nothings into your ear or anything. You know, none of that stuff. They don't even cuddle you afterwards. I like to have a little bit of a cuddle, right? You know, just keep the romance in the relationship. I'm starting to feel that the relationship between us and government is an abusive one. Unfortunately, there's no way that we can actually leave this one because where else can we go? And everyone, you know, there's no refuge for people that want to leave this type of abusive relationship, especially with one with Keir Starmer. We went back on every single promise that he's made, and even though they were the party of the rebels and the resistance and all, we're fighting against state tyranny, and then the instant he gets in, he becomes a tyrant. Right, which is just the case with any type of positions of power. People get in and immediately they stick their hand in the cookie jar. They go back on every single promise that they made. I think one of the very first things he did is, even though that Labour are seen as like the working class party for the working man, the very first thing that they did was reduce funding for old pensioners to pay for their heating bills in the winter. And Britain's very, especially Scotland, is very famous for having really, really brutal winters. So the very, very first thing that he did when in office was basically get grandmothers to freeze to death. That was the first thing they did. This is the working class party. So that's what I mean. Politicians say whatever they have
to
do.
Yeah, that's right. The government, the taxpayers pay to heat all the palaces of the royalty, but they cut the allotment for gas, and literally old people were on buses everywhere because it had heat, and a whole bunch died. People forget about that.
Yeah. There's loads of things that he's done as well, especially in regards to the freedom of speech. I love that clip where he's sitting next to Trump going, "We have freedom of speech in Britain." That's how much they're willing to barefaced lie, no matter how much evidence is put in front of you. You can see with your own eyes. For example, we've got rapists and paedophiles who are migrants who are getting away with slaps on the wrist and little light sentences, but we've got a young mother serving 3 years for a Facebook post. We've got people getting rounded up for stuff they posted on Facebook during the Southport riots. We've still got people getting arrested online for Section 127 of the Communications Act of 2003 for basically expressing political opinions. We even have the police setting up a unit at the moment to monitor the internet for what's called anti-migrant sentiment. And they're saying that this is so that they can basically prevent another Southport, because obviously after the Southport killings and word got out that it was Axel Rudikabana.
How dare you, when a crazy black person goes and stabs three little white girls to death, criticize it, we're going to put you in jail. Yeah. And also notice, this has been going on for a decade, they're expanding police in bars and restaurants, listening for anything racist, and now they're telling restaurants huge fines if they don't catch them themselves.
That's the exact same thing the Stasi did in East Germany. They would go into bars and pubs, dressed as a regular Joe. They would get a guy very drunk and they would try, "So what do you think of the government? What do you think of Stalin? What do you think?" And then they would try and get the guy to say a bunch of stuff out loud in front of everyone, and then he'd be taking down names of who said it. And then as soon as that person left the bar, they would get black bagged, over the head, tied up, thrown in the back of a van, and that's the last anyone ever saw of them. That's literal Stasi tactics. That's what the Stasi did in East Germany. Right? And it's just, basically, as soon as they've got any power, they've got the big chair, he's holding the great big club, and he is going to abuse the absolute hell out of it. And they always try and get laws in, like the online safety bill and everything, but they went, "Oh, it's for the kids, it's for the kids."
And by the way, for those that don't know, we're showing footage for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. This is one of the videos in the last week that they use the Online Safety Act to block, which they say so we kids don't learn how to commit suicide and, quote, see porn. No, it's police beating people over the head, flying their Union Jack with clubs. That's what they don't want you to see.
Yeah, the main reason that anytime governments have been against freedom of speech, the stuff that they're always after immediately is the anti-government speech. But they know that that's a bad look if they just come out and say that. So what they do is they try and get some little laws in the door first where it's like, "Oh, but think of the children, think about social peace, think about having no riots and everything." Things that are very difficult for the everyman to argue against. Right. "Oh, you're not pro-paedophile, are you? You're not pro-racist, are you? Oh, no, okay, I'm in favour of the law." And then the laws get voted in. And then the first thing they do is, as soon as that law gets in, they expand it to its actual real goal, which was to stifle government dissent. Because that's the same thing that happened in China. China didn't just happen overnight. You know, they had the revolution, and then it was a slow process of authoritarianism. You can't just bring the hammer down overnight. You have to gradually bring it in. So the very first speech laws that actually happened in communist China once it was established were anti-racism laws. They were the first speech laws that came in China. And it was basically, China's a very big place. There's all kinds of different ethnicities and cultures and stuff like that in China. And obviously, as part of the whole communist utopian bullshit ideal, they were like, "Oh, but we should all be living in harmony. We're one people and we should all live together." So everyone kind of went, oh yeah, okay, we can have these laws. As soon as these laws came in, they were immediately expanded to cover you're not allowed to criticize.
That is the exact same formula now in Europe, in the UK, in Canada, Australia, the US, the ADL is right up front. In fact, I have some of these clips. I didn't see it on my list, but I thought I sent it to the crew. Maybe I didn't. But they've actually got these online censors at Facebook and others saying, "I'm a Zionist, and I'm here to censor people that criticize Israel who claim Zionists are controlling the media." And it's like, if I wanted to make a statement to be discrediting, we're going to censor anybody, and we have laws to arrest them we're trying to pass if they say Zionists are in the media trying to censor, and I'm a Zionist. And you are doing it. And it's like you're doing the villainous thing. It's like you're the one doing something that's going to make everybody hate you.
It's the same thing as well as whenever you say, I'm sick of that secret group of people that control the world, and then you get everyone saying, stop being anti-Semitic, and you're like, who mentioned Jews? Like, why are you piping up? Why are you getting mad about that and everything? And it's quite telling, right? But it's basically the reason that the government comes after the speech is they don't like people pointing out the dodgy stuff that they're doing, right? Because as soon as people say point out, oh, the government's doing this illegal thing, the government's violating these human rights, the government's doing this, the government's doing that, word spreads throughout the populace, people start to get a little bit annoyed. They start to get a little bit pissed off. And that's when things start to ferment, people start to get really, really angry, and that's when you get the Southport riots.
And now I'm told the demonstrations are record level all over the UK, Ireland, Scotland, England. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I see that here. And again, this isn't rocket science. If the left, going back 30, 40 years ago, if you criticize the Federal Reserve being private, or you criticize censorship, or you criticize anything, they go, oh, that's code for anti-Semitism, which then introduced that more and more and more to become a self-fulfilling prophecy, which now, I mean, it is just everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just, the fact is powerful people don't like people pointing out the dodgy stuff they're doing. That's all speech laws boil down to. They don't like it. They don't want people causing dissent. If there's the one thing that the people in the government value more than anything, even the lives of their own citizens or the safety of the children in their own country, it's their power. They will do horrific, disgusting things to keep a hold of their own power. Because that's all they care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about the country. There are politicians that go in and do their 4 years in office, leaving the country 100 times worse off than when they first went in, didn't deliver a single promise. They then get a job at some bank or some think tank somewhere for 6 figures while still collecting their prime minister or presidential pension. And they don't care how everything's going to turn out because they're like, ah, I'll be dead in like 15 years. I would like to die a millionaire. I don't have kids. Who gives a crap? Right, they don't care. I don't trust people that don't have offspring.
They're breaking the social contract. Yeah. Since you mentioned it, I mean, I saw Starmer at record level being lampooned, criticized when he said last week there's no censorship. Yeah. When again, they arrest people 100 yards from an abortion clinic, silently praying, and you know, and a guy puts up a trans flag and says that they remind me of Hitler, a veteran. He gets arrested. I mean, it's thousands every month. It's just total insane. Germany the same way. College students fly to another country for an anti-immigration conference, and they're arrested when they get back. I mean, this is Stasi level stuff. It's here. It's not coming. The trucker protest, Canada, all of it. Here's Starmer, and I want your response on what you're seeing on the ground in the UK.
President, you have a successful social media site. There are new powers here to censor your site, state-mandated powers.
To censor my site?
To censor your site and
you
Twitter
truth?
And Facebook.
Truth.
I mean truth. Is that okay?
Well, I don't think he's going to censor my site because I say only good things. Will you please uncensor my site?
Yeah, we're not censoring anyone. We've got some measures which are there to protect children, in particular from sites like suicide sites. We've had too many cases in the United Kingdom of young children taking their own lives, and when you look through their social media, they've been accessing sites which talk about suicide and encouraging, if you like, children down that road, and that is what we want to stop. Nothing about censoring free speech.
But that treats all adults like
this
children.
This country is a proud.
But that can treat all adults like
free speech
children.
In this country has been for a very long time. We're very, very proud of it.
Okay, so there's thousands of videos of saying you posted something you shouldn't have. You did a thumbs up. When a Muslim that raped a woman got imprisoned. So A, what is the response in the UK on the ground? And then B, what do you make of the Trump administration talking about tariffs today? If the UK doesn't stop, I guess the gaslighting didn't work.
I just think it's an incredible feat of skill that Keir Starmer was able to say that with a straight face. Like, that is one of the biggest... He says, we're not censoring anyone. We literally have, like, the Communications Act 2003 that censors people, which thousands of people are arrested under every single year for that particular act. Then we've even had members of Parliament bringing in basically CEOs and staff from like the big major social media companies, specifically asking them to take certain channels, certain accounts down on behalf of the British government. We've had stuff like that for ages. We've got Kiwi Farms is banned in the UK. There's loads of different ones at websites that you're not able to access. So him saying we're not censoring anyone is a complete lie. It's a complete provable lie. There are people in jail right now because the government didn't like what they said. The government didn't like the things that they say. Keir Starmer is a flat-out liar. He's an absolute liar. But he is a politician, so it's redundant. right? But he is just a complete liar. Either he's willfully misleading the British people, or he's a complete idiot that genuinely has no idea what's going on in his country. Because bear in mind, Keir Starmer didn't win the election because he's good. He won the election because the Tories were that terrible. That's how he ended up.
That's right. They're
the
just
election.
As bad. Like, yeah. Their rhetoric's better, but they're just as bad. And again, Trump's only having to stand up to this because the EU and the UK are literally suing and attacking and fining U.S. tech companies trying to control what we say over here. But they're not censoring anybody. Remember last year when they had the riots, remember they had the head of the police say, if you're in the United States, we will arrest you there and take you here. Remember that. We are going to grab you and bring you here. I mean, they're saying we're going to arrest you in America and take you there.
A part of me would absolutely love to see five British police officers come over here to try and arrest a single Texan. I would love to see that. It would not end well. It would absolutely not end well. Even if the Texan guy didn't even use it, right, it would not go down well. And it's the fact is that they're that arrogant and drunk with power that they literally thought that they were going to turn around to America, one of the most powerful countries in the world. We are going to arrest your citizens and violate their human rights. And they thought that somehow that was going to go down well. Like, the guy was an idiot for saying that. Because, first, Britain doesn't have the right to do that. You can't extradite someone from another country and violate their human rights. It was just a stupid thing to say.
But don't forget, Germany did extradite Americans and Canadians to Germany who Holocaust denied. Remember that?
I did not know that. Is that something that Germany actually did?
Ernst Zundel and a bunch of others, yeah. Yeah, look, nowhere to hide for influencers behind disorder. We will come to America and other countries and arrest you, you knave. By the way, here's the head of Meta censorship saying, and there's a bunch of clips of like all the key, it is, almost all the key censors over these companies at meetings saying, we're going to censor Israel critics who say we're censoring them in a cabal. Here's part of it.
In addition to my work leading the Israel public policy team, I created a new role specifically focused on the Jewish diaspora. It is a privilege to represent Meta to Jewish communities worldwide. I am proud that Meta's commitment to addressing anti-Semitism on our platforms has remained steadfast, especially after October 7th. Our policies are industry-leading in protecting Jewish people and Israelis on our platforms. Our community standards include policies that prevent harassment, violence, and incitement, and include a robust framework to combat anti-Semitism. Our hateful conduct policy includes specific protections for Israelis and Jews. We banned Holocaust denial and distortion back in 2020. We changed industry thinking on this issue, designating denial as hate speech rather than misinformation. It wasn't just about facts, it was about protecting people from harmful conduct. We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media, and we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policymaking process.
Okay, so we got to go to break, Danielo. You'll respond when we come back. You'll have the floor, but you just heard the most oxymoronic, if you want to discredit yourself, all over the world we're censoring anybody criticizing Israel, and if they say we run the censorship, we're censoring them. I mean, what the hell? Who writes these scripts, man? And Netanyahu's starving all these kids and has robot AI drones slaughtering them. They're showing it to you and proud of it. We'll be right back with Count Dracula. This is a major TheAlexShowStore.com news alert. I am cutting this announcement on the 30th of July, 2025. That means you've only got 7 days to take advantage of this massive sale at TheAlexShowStore.com. Store-wide, buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements or any of the Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, and you get another item absolutely free at TheAlexShowStore.com. And there's a catch, but it's a good catch. You got to be a VIP. It's $30 a month. It's just like being an Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers, special sales. You get massive discounts on every product right away by being a VIP, and you can cancel with one click of your profile anytime. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid. Buy one, get one free. Power Plant, next level energy, way stronger than even Turbo Force. It's crazy. You add it with methylene drive product, it's dangerous. Be careful. These are incredible products. The Shilajit capsules and gummies. Ultimate Burn, incredible natural fat burning formula. Works great, people love it. Ultimate CMOS gummies and the capsules. The very strongest turmeric. Prebiotics, probiotics, gut cleanse. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. The next 7 days, buy one, get one free when you're a VIP. I want to thank you all for your support. These are incredible products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and experience what it does for your health and overall vitality, and know you're fighting the tip of the spear. Thank you so much for your support. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
I saw Alex Jones and he looks really good, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
Taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. Lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on.
It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Count Dankula's with us about 20 minutes the next hour. Then I'm going to spend the rest of the show on all that's come out about the Palisades, Mel Gibson being dead on that it was done deliberately. He's getting attacked because they're scared of this. Okay, they burned down Maui the same way. But getting back to Count Dankula, I know people are tuning in every millisecond. A lot of people just tuned in. If you just tuned in, we have the head of Meta censorship, and we have the heads of, at the time, Twitter, and you know others, but they're still saying it, and in the EU and all of it, coordinating with the ADL and its counterparts around the world to put their people in to then censor everybody, and then setting the precedent to take everybody's speech away by designating things whatever they want. And if you even criticize Israel and Gaza, you get censored. And she says, and anybody that says that a Jewish lobby is running censorship, we're going to censor them. And now they're trying to pass in a bunch of states and federally anti-free speech laws sponsored by the ADL. I have clips of that last week with Greenblatt, who's trying to take me off the air openly at their galas. They literally say I should be arrested. Sacha Baron Cohen gets up there. We got a guy on who's been arrested for a Hitler dog joke. And it's just pushing people into this. And her saying, if you say we're censoring, we're going to censor you too. And Greenblatt's like, no, we're going to arrest your ass. So where do you see this going, Count Dankula?
That was the funniest thing about the clip, is her sitting there going, we are sick of all these Jewish stereotypes, so we're going to get rid of them by engaging in every single Jewish stereotype, just like proving the point. Like, in trying to shut everyone down, they just proved what they were saying correct. That was like the dumbest thing. It's the same thing with all the dumb Holocaust laws. It's the only historical event in history that is enforced by law. That makes everyone kind of go, why is that? And then they start asking questions. I don't understand this behavior that has the opposite intended effect. It works that well that I'm starting to think it's on purpose. Like, have you ever heard the theory that a lot of these like Jews that are in these positions that are doing all this stuff aren't actually Jews but are raging anti-Semites because they're so good at generating anti-Semitism? Like, that's something that I'm starting to believe, because all this stuff is having the opposite effect. And it's just, as soon as laws come in where you're not allowed to question something, and like especially towards any government policy or anything the government's doing, that's just confirmation that they know what they're doing is bad. They know for a fact it's bad. Well, they just don't want you asking about it, and they don't want you talking about it.
Well, you're saying stuff so powerful, I don't want to interrupt you, but I got to just back you up. I know you do a lot of historical videos with your Mad Lad videos that are so popular, billions of views total. But Dankula, were you begging the question, or do you know what you just said is true? In Nazi Germany, it was Jewish groups worked with Hitler at first to ship them to Palestine, but they had to give all their money to Madeleine Albright's dad, was the head guy. Hitler later double-crossed him. He had to run to Serbia. Low level was Soros, you know, in Eastern Europe, is what they called a bloodhound, you know, finding Jews that would trust him so he could ferret out where they were. Netanyahu needs to stay in power by keeping this war going. He even admits that. Did you know that Israel, the Levant affair, and a bunch of other things, this is mainline Israeli Haaretz news, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, did hundreds of bombings in Spain, Portugal, areas of Europe, Iraq, Syria, of Jewish synagogues to drive Jews out of those countries and into Israel. So, yes, that is exactly what the top of that particular mafia does, is it goes out and stirs up stuff, because then when Israel gets attacked, worldwide Jewry, who is, you know, on average a part of that, will then put all their money and energy into backing the very group. And you've got Steve Pachinik, who's Jewish, whose family, you know, a bunch of his parents, people got killed in the Holocaust for real, because Hitler did round up Jews and kill them, folks. They fled to Russia, then they then ran to Cuba. He later became high-level CIA. He knows the whole history and will come out and lay all that out, and that's why he hates the people that run Israel so much. But respond to that.
Well, that actually was something that I didn't know. I knew about the Soros stuff in Eastern Germany, and this is another part of like censorship, where you've no doubt seen the clip of Soros admitting that he did that.
Yes.
He admitted that he actually did those things.
Best like, time of his life. Clip, very.
Yeah. And he was like, oh. And that's the thing, is that clip has been scrubbed from everywhere because it's an unfortunate truth that people don't like, so they're using censorship to get rid of it. Because a lot of people, because he's like their biggest funder. He's meant to be seen as this good and generous, or what a charitable man, even though what he's donating money to is specifically things that are going to annihilate the West. Right? Everybody wants him thinking he's a good guy. Died because of him. Like, people get dragged off to like camps because of George Soros, which is why they try and use censorship to strip away that clip from everywhere. Anyway, if anybody ever finds the clip, download it. Don't upload it anywhere. You'll get into trouble. Right, but that's just another example of government censorship. There's people that are a part of this system to destroy the West, so they want to get rid of any sort of like damning evidence against them, so everybody thinks that, oh, they're lovely guys and they're just goofy little goobers. Everybody trust this man, please, because he gives us billions and billions of dollars. Right, and basically, censorship is so the government can keep doing these horrendous things unimpeded. Even just recently, there was another one where two migrants abducted and sadly raped a 12-year-old girl. The police tried to bury the story, and the police were refusing to release the ethnicities or the names of the gentlemen involved because they were terrified of riots. Because even with all the censorship, and the thing is, when the censorship gets worse and worse, this is just going to get worse and worse, because it has the opposite effect, you know, like we spoke about with with the Holocaust and all those other things, you know, the anti-Jewish stereotype rules. It has the opposite effect. As soon as you try and stop people from seeing the ethnicities and names of these attackers, basically, we all know whenever they don't say the person's name in the paper, That's your answer. You know exactly the ethnicity and the name of the person that did the crime. But now it's came out that the police tried to bury this, and now what's happening is people are starting to plan riots. People are starting to plan protests and riots because they try to censor the ethnicities of these two dangerous men that are in the community, right? Because they were worried about riots. Instead, what they're getting is bigger riots. These censorship laws do not work. They don't work.
And for those that don't know, some might say, why don't you remember the UK? Well, they're fellow humans, but also the same globalist groups, and it's not just the ADL, are in the EU right now is incredibly draconian, arresting people that are going to win the presidency, arresting people that win presidencies, yeah. Canceling elections. The EU Commission's unelected. I mean, this is crazy.
The AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland party in Germany, are doing very, very well in the polls because Germany has been absolutely annihilated by mass migration. They've been like rapes through the roof, crimes through the roof, foreign drug gangs are just roaming the streets and everything. There's machete fights in the streets, gun crime, all this stuff, which Germany basically had to deal with like any other country.
Giant no-go zones, the majority of rapes are being foreigners. The Muslims have this special thing where they love to stab babies and baby strollers. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but the thing is, so what's happened is the average German is starting to say... nuts to this, I want a change, and people are starting to vote for the AfD. Everyone's going over to the AfD. The AfD is quite rightly saying, things are terrible, we want to fix it. We're going to get rid of these globalists, get rid of these liberals, and we are going to go back to a nationalistic Germany. Now, the last two times that happened didn't go well, but I think they're going to be a lot more sensible than Hitler and the Kaiser.
Well, let's be clear. Right, World War One was started by the British Empire. And then World War II was, you know, Hitler's deal. But British intelligence was so sneaky, the Milner Group, before Hitler even arrived, said, we want to put them under the Versailles Treaty, piss them off, suck them dry, and then secretly back nationalist right-wingers. And then they backed Hitler. He never even knew it. It came out later. Declassified in the 70s. And helped him get to power so they could then have a new enemy again. That is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically played on... Hitler was originally a spy. He originally joined the party as a spy, but then he was completely won over by all the messaging and stuff like that, and then joined it for real. And
that's right. You know your history. He was hired as an army spy. Yep.
But however, just like any other German soldier, not the biggest fan of the French, not the biggest fan of the Treaty of Versailles, to the point that when Hitler conquered France, he brought them all to the exact same train carriage that the Treaty of Versailles was signed in, and made the French sign their declaration of surrender in the same train carriage. Now, say what you will about Hitler. that was a pretty big, like, F you to the French after the Treaty of Versailles. But, it was basically they stir up discontent on purpose and then use it to their own advantages. Every country does it. Everybody does it all the time. Every intelligence agency does it.
You know, well, that's another thing. What do you make of? You see the same thing I see. I haven't asked you this, but I think you're going to agree. Are you seeing the outright Hitler worship exploding everywhere?
I'm seeing it exploding everywhere, and I don't like it. I understand why it's getting to that point, but I don't like that stuff where it's like, yeah, be right wing, be conservative, be all of those things. Let's not go for full authoritarianism because that is a trick the government plays all the time.
Well, that's right, because Hitler was a totalitarian, and I'm quite the history buff, plus both my grandfathers were in Europe in World War II, so I got to hear about it from them. But here's the deal. Hitler was like Audie Murphy. That's why the Germans liked him so much. He was a big war hero, Iron Cross first class, Iron Cross second class. He got so many awards, he just said stop giving them to him. Okay, gas twice. In mustard gas, all the rest of it, had visions the second time he was gassed. He was going to save Germany, all this other stuff. And the point was, he was very charismatic and all the rest of it. And then went out there, punched the right buttons. But, you know, I've actually read the writings and the plans and the stuff they actually did. And so this idea that, you know, Hitler didn't start World War II, all the rest of it is just preposterous. And then they'll also say, we don't want to hear about the Poles. Poland did nothing, and then he divides it with Stalin and literally bombs it when it was a World War One army, killing millions of people. And then people, you got to break a few eggs. So the point is, just because we know British intelligence did a lot of corrupt stuff and knew about Pearl Harbor and all the rest of it, and with the U.S. Navy didn't, you know, left the ships there, all that goes on. But the point is that at the end of the day, this idea that a guy that's been dead 80 years is now because we don't like the current system, now let's embrace Hitler, I think it's insane.
I think it's, I understand that things get really, really bad and it makes people want the strong, hyper-authoritarian leader, their word is law, instead of going in and, oh, I have to debate this with opposing parties and I have to run it by the Senate and blah, blah, blah. No, get a guy in, his word is law. And if things get that bad, then people will vote for that. However, that has backfired catastrophically every single time it's been done all the way throughout history. So, I mean, Weimar Germany, things were absolutely terrible. There was like hyperinflation where by the time you had your wheelbarrow of money, which was worth about $3, by the time you got that home, it was worthless. That's how bad hyperinflation was. Things were terrible. So, of course, this Hitler guy comes along and he goes, I'm going to fix everything. And everyone went, yeah, you know, let him try it out. You know, it can't get any worse, can it? And then we had Nazi Germany. Right.
Meanwhile,
now,
the British had their spies, double agents, all throughout his government, just like we were able to take down Iraq in a few days because half the generals worked for us. Saddam had been CIA. Yeah. And again, it's not defending Hitler. It's the reality. From the beginning of the war, we had their Enigma machines. Everything was a setup. And so to me, Hitler was a giant loser.
Yeah, he's messed up. Should not have invaded Russia in the winter. That was silly. But basically, in regards to the authoritarianism isn't the answer. It's the removal of authoritarianism and delegating it to geographic areas.
And the problem is Netanyahu is acting like a baby Hitler, in my view.
Oh, yeah. But I haven't really kept up with Israel because I tune out. I don't see states doing state things. Like, see, even like the Russia-Ukraine war and Israel-Gaza and stuff like that, I just tune out because I just see it as war hawk nonsense. I just see it, oh, yeah, we're going to go to Iran, we're going to go to Israel, we're going to go to Gaza, we're going to do this. And I'm like, I hate it. I hate war hawks. I hate interfering in foreign affairs that have got nothing to do with us. I hate giving billions and billions and billions of tax money all the way to these other people in countries that I don't know or care about. It just bothers me, and that's why I don't talk about it. Even on my second channel where I cover news, don't talk about Ukraine and Russia. Don't talk about Israel and Gaza.
That's right, but I love your show. Tell us about the different shows. Yeah. So you've got Mad Lads. What else you got?
I talk about just... Mad Lads is just me talking about crazy people from history. You know, but well, have you ever heard... Whenever someone tells you a story about a crazy guy from history and your first response is to go, shut up, that didn't happen. But then you look and it actually did happen. Those are the people that I cover. Right? Those are just crazy people from history whose stories you wouldn't believe. The second channel... I focus more on news stories, but they're always relating to things like the grooming gangs, government authority, freedom of speech. Those are the particular things that I like to focus on. And I'm noticing, like you said, there is a huge shift. There is a massive shift in people's political persuasions. Because one thing as well, liberals, see when it comes to things like mass migration, they're all middle class. They're all living in the nice suburban neighborhoods on mummy and daddy's credit card. They don't actually have to deal with the consequences of what they're advocating for. Right, they'll never even see a migrant where they live, right? Whereas it's the working class people that have to live in these neighborhoods where their daughters can't even go out and play in the street anymore in case a bunch of Albanians in an Audi grab her and drag her into the back of the car. Right, it's them that has to deal with the repercussions of the leftist activism. And what's happening is, instead of, you had your average, normal, everyday conservatives, maybe some of them leaned a little bit left, now, especially among the working class, you are having a monstrous sweep to the right, a huge sweep to the right. And some of them are taking it a little bit too far in that regard, and they are wanting like full-scale authoritarianism. Authoritarianism isn't the answer to this.
And the left's already pushing full-scale authoritarianism. So what?
They're there. The left have been authoritarian. Like I miss the old left, like the 90s left that were kind of chill. Where, yeah, I'm going to smoke a bit of weed. I want a little bit of free healthcare. You know, just leave me alone. The old left, they were fine. I liked them. This new left, they're full-blown. They're communists. Like full-blown tanky. Government, come and wipe my bum, please. Like, that's what they're like. Government, and
people like Sean Penn saying, let's use nuclear weapons on Russia.
Oh, shut up. They've got the dead hand system. As soon as they do that, a billion people are dead. Like, that's dumb. See, one thing that you definitely shouldn't listen to an actor on is politics. They're a bloody actor. You know, just shut up.
I'm just saying, exactly what happened to liberals that at least they were right to be anti-war. Now they're the most frothing, foaming at the mouth, unless it's Israel. Then they hate it.
Yeah. One thing that I will give the government is that they somehow twisted the old school left into supporting all of the things they used to be against. Like, hating Big Pharma. They were ratting people out for not getting vaccinations during COVID. and everything. These are, I hate the pharma companies, bro. Yeah, they just want all your money. And then they were literally ratting people out, and they were like publicly shaming people and trying to create social codes to get those stupid vaccinations, which backfired massively because, again, these cause blood clots. These cause all kinds of health
they
problems.
They were refusing all over the Western world, every country, Canada, U.S., everything, refusing liver transplants and kidney transplants to people, even kids that wouldn't take it. We have hundreds of videos of Canada, the U.S., liberals beating up people that aren't wearing masks. Not the cops, the liberals.
Yeah, and the thing is, can you imagine a leftist in the 90s doing that type of stuff in the name of Big Pharma? No, they hated Big Pharma. They hated war. They hated all of that stuff. Now they love that stuff. They love that stuff. And that's the one thing that I will give, like, the government's espionage and not mind control, but mind game stuff. They actually somehow managed to psyop the left into being in favor of everything that the government wants. And you say what you will about them, that's impressive.
And I know you know this, but in Germany, the UK, France, the US, all of it, they bragged that the militaries use mind war, info war, to, quote, terrorize and brainwash, those are the headlines, the public into accepting the lockdowns.
Oh, well, there was experiments done with that in Facebook where they made changes to people's algorithms to see if they could influence people's moods by what they were showing. And if you show people a bunch of videos of puppies and kittens and wonderful things and feel-good stories and everything, people would post online and their posts were very, very positive, which means obviously in that moment they were feeling very, very positive. Other people, they then showed horrible things like war, bad news, accidents, or there's a famine in Africa, all the terrible stuff, and then also introduced a bunch of horrible bot accounts to make fun of them. That immediately influenced their mood. And it had a way, whenever you're in a bad mood, that has a wider effect on people around you. So imagine doing that on a society-wide scale. Right, Facebook experimented with it, and apparently they were rather terrified by how effective it was. So these types of things are definitely abused by the government. If they want people angry, they just have to flick a switch in the algorithm, and they've got a bunch of angry people.
I totally agree. I want to do at least 20 more minutes with you on any topics you want to hit. It's always fascinating, but your predictions, because you say, oh, I don't really follow all this. Yeah, you do. I get it. You like tune out of the war stuff. You know what they're saying is pure bull. It's not that you're not looking at what's happening. That's what I got from that because I watch your show. I know. Big picture, where do you see this going, that BlackRock's so discredited and courts are ruling against it here in the U.S., that it's a cartel trying to enslave us, which is true, and DEI being thrown out, the transgenderism getting banned, the U.N. saying ban it, the U.K. saying ban it, finally states here banning it, even liberal states, quasi like New Hampshire. Where do you see that going, and how do you see the left responding? I see them caving in to even more cult-like behavior like cults do when they're being opposed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The same thing happened back in the 70s with the hippies and everything. You know, a lot of them were still around in, like, the 2000s and everything. You know, somehow they lived that long after all the drug use. And they're still going to be around, but there's not really much they could do in the manner of change. The one thing that's definitely going to happen, that this is what the government panics the most about. See the Southport riots and all the other riots and the attacks that are happening in the hotels? The government knows full well that it cannot stand up to the force of the population. So when the population starts to get forceful, the government gets really nervous about that. That's the thing that makes them panic. So they decide, oh, we're going to throw them a bone. We'll ban trans people from the toilets. Oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. And oh, yeah, we'll allow you to speak a little bit more. All of that is in panic, and it's just sheer placation. Like, that, it's just placation, because when people start to form and get out there and organize, the government panics. They freak out. And the reason that people are starting to do that, instead of playing the whole game of, oh, we'll vote and maybe things will be different this time, oh, this new politician's the exact same, oh, well, we'll try again in 4 years where I'll vote again, that's not working anymore. That's not placating people, right? People are now the government overplayed their hand and people reacted accordingly. And the government is starting to panic and freak out about that. That's why anyone talking about any type of direct action, like Facebook mothers on Facebook, they're getting chucked in prison for 3 years. That's why they're hunting down the leaders of these protests before they happen and either finding some niche charge to get them on or just even making something up so that they can arrest them and take them out of the picture. Right? That's the type of stuff that panics the government the most. Direct action on the streets. Because they know, like, even with all the police and with all the army and with all their guns, there's way more of us than there is of them, right? They know that if there was a full-scale, like, global riot, like, not global riot, but, like, nationwide riot, they wouldn't stand a chance. They would not stand a chance.
My problem is, if we don't have a populist, just common sense, nationalist, basic, you know, system, the globalists talk about the IMF riots they've done in a lot of countries. They can use people getting pissed at their puppet group, throw them out, and bring something even in worse. And again, they'll call it right wing. And so that's what I see becoming the issue here. How to get a populist movement in instead of getting a Hitler in.
Well, exactly. It's somebody who actually cares. Like everybody says about Farage, like over here in Britain, but as someone who's worked with Farage, he's not the guy. He's not the guy. Like, he wants change only if he's given the credit. Only if he, like, say for example, if we could get like a constitution, that's my goal, a constitution here in Britain. I don't care if some new young Scottish guy, more attractive, better hairline, comes in talking all the free speech points and he achieves the constitution. I don't care that it was him. I now have a constitution. I'm happy. I don't care about the credit. Credit isn't really worth much to me if I don't have basic human rights, right? I don't care. Farage, however, if someone new came in and tried to do that and like undermine him, Farage will stop and prevent that guy from doing the objectively good thing just because Farage wants to be the one to do it. And that's something that I have noticed.
Well, I got to say, I know Nigel Farage, and I've seen him now more and more deviate from his populist movements. He also, endorsed Boris Johnson, got him in, then said, oh, he betrayed us. I've been around him and had dinner with him, and I personally got from him that he's just a very serious professional operator. And I got Patrick Bateman vibes.
Yeah, he's very vain. And ever. Now, him being in Parliament is an objective good. He's talking about the grooming gangs. He's talking about migration, albeit in a very optics-friendly kind of way. I do think it's good that he is in Parliament.
But he also said we should just accept Islam basically taking over the UK.
That's stupid. It's just optics. There's certain things that he just won't point out because he's very, very worried about getting the Nick Griffin treatment. For those that don't know, Nick Griffin was the leader of the British National Party back in the day, and he was very on the nose about his dislike of Jews and his love of Hitler and stuff like that. They actually even got an MP voted into Parliament once, I believe, but he was utterly demolished and demonised in the press. He was attacked in the streets and stuff like that, very much like what's happening to basic
absolutely. We got to go to break. Let's come back on other key topics. And I got that ADL clip recently where they're just like, we're just going to, we're taking all the speech away. I mean, you got to call it out, folks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Count D'Angelo. I'm Alex Jones. Please don't forget, we've got one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com going right now, and I need your support. Buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and get another bottle free. Also, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, more, and the new Tactical Dagger Limited Edition. That's going to sell out quickly. I need your support. I'm fighting the globalists and telling the truth, but I can't do it without you. These are great products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on Methylene Blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well.
And yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things, and their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this Methylene Blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP. And it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1. It's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So Methylene Blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle. And it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue. And this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning. Next level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.